October 15 p.m. वहीं पर एक गांव है, नाम जो है मुझे याद नहीं, जनकपुर या क्या, वहां प्रभु जी भिक्षा करने के लिए गए और दंड नित्यानंद प्रभु के पास में रखी। जब महाप्रभु चले गए तो उनका दंड तीन भाग में तोड़ दिया और नदी में बाहर, जिसको जगत धारण करता है वो अब दंड धारण करे, इसीलिए तोड़ दिया। और दूसरी बात, महाप्रभु एक दंडी सन्यासी थे, वो उनका अच्छा नहीं लगता, उन्होंने तीन भाग में उसे छोड़ करके तीन दंड बना दिया। रामानुज संप्रदाय में और हमारे संप्रदाय में भी एक दंड तथा प्रचलित है। जब महाप्रभु भिक्षा करके आए तो देखा कि हमारा दंड कहां, तो महाप्रभु नित्यानंद प्रभु जी ने कहा वो दंड तो तुम हवा के स्वप्न नित्य करते करते उसी के ऊपर में गिर गया और वो दंड टूट गया, मैंने सभी के बाहर दिया। महाप्रभु बड़े रुष्ट हुए, एकमात्र यही दंड हमारा सहारा था, उसको भी तुमने तोड़ करके बाहर दिया, अब तुम लोगों के साथ में मैं नहीं जाऊंगा जगह, या तो तुम लोग आगे जाओ या मैं पीछे। सब लोगों ने विचार करके कहा कि आप भी आगे जाइए, हम पीछे। महाप्रभु वहां से चले, जगन्नाथ मंदिर का पूरा डिजाइन दिया ध्वजा पताका, बस वहीं से भावाविष्ट हो गए और दौड़ करके वहां से चले। आते आते मंदिर में प्रवेश किया, मंदिर में प्रवेश करते ही देखा जगन्नाथ जी को भावाविष्ट और हो गए, सही तो प्राणनाथ पाई, ये बहुत दिनों से जिनके विघटन में तड़प रहा था, आज वही हमारा प्रिय श्याम सुंदर हमें मिल गए। ये कह करके दौड़े भावाविष्ट में उनको आलिंगन कर देंगे, किंतु मंदिर भीतर में जाने के पहले ही परीक्षा लोग जो रक्षा करते हैं मंदिर की, वो महाप्रभु को वहीं पर रोक दिया, उसे मारने लगे। इतने में सार्वभौम भट्टाचार्य किया है, ए क्या कर रहे हो, महाप्रभु एकदम उचित होकर के पड़े हुए थे, वो लोग निकाल रहे, सार्वभौम भट्टाचार्य ने सबको रोक दिया। देखा ये तो अष्टशाब्दिक प्रदीप्त ध्वनि और मुकुलित और ये नहीं, प्रतीक स्वरूप में ऐसा तो कहीं किसी में देखा नहीं गया, तो ये साधारण आदमी नहीं है, बहुत उच्च कोटि का महाभागवत है। उन्होंने उसको मारने से रोक दिया और फिर अपने आदमियों से उनको लेकर के पास ही में उनका भागना हुआ। वहां पर जाने के बाद में उचित पड़े हुए थे कि नित्यानंद प्रभु इत्यादि पता लगा ले, लगाते लगाते उनके घर पहुंचे, देखा जे तो वो तो भावाविष्ट होकर के पड़े हुए हैं। तब उन्होंने कीर्तन करना आरम्भ, कीर्तन आरम्भ करते 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 हठात कुछ होश हुआ, मंत्र लेकर के वो भी कीर्तन करते रहे। इसके बाद साधु भट्टाचार्य जी ने उनसे कहा, आज से तुम अकेले दर्शन मत करते हैं, मैं जाऊंगा या हमारा और किसी आदमी को भेज देंगे, उनके साथ में दर्शन करेगा, दर्शन करने से तुमको न जाने कौन सा भाव आया। दो चार दिनों के बाद में साथ हम भट्टाचार्य ने उनका परिचय पाया, जगन्नाथ के पुत्र नीलांबर चक्रवर्ती के पवित्र हैं, तो उन्होंने सोचा अल्प उम्र में 24 वर्ष की उम्र में इसने संन्यास लिया, संन्यास रक्षा करना सहज नहीं है, इसे इसको मैं वेदांत पढ़ाऊंगा। गोपीनाथ आचार्य ने तुम्हारा सिर टूटा किया है पोड़ा बाबा, तुम इसको वेदांत पढ़ाएगा, जो विश्व ब्रह्मांड को वेदांत पढ़ाने वाले हैं, जगत गुरु है कृष्ण स्वयं है, उसको पढ़ा तो तुमको कृष्ण बता रहा है कृष्ण कैसे है। कलयुग में तो कृष्ण का कोई अवतार नहीं है, उधर पूजेगा हाँ उनके किसी अवतार का वर्णन आविर्भाव नहीं है, बात तो ठीक है किंतु स्वयं आ सकते हैं, ये स्वयं अवतारी कृष्ण ही है इस देश में आए। साधव भट्टाचार्य और उनके शिष्यों ने उनसे तर्क आरंभ किया, तर्क से भगवान नहीं मिलते हैं न उनको देखा जाता है तर्क के द्वारा नहीं, तुम पर इनकी जब कृपा होगी तभी तुम इनको पहचान सकते हो अन्यथा नहीं, जिसको जना देते हैं वही तुमको जान है ना। तुम्हारे ऊपर की कृपा होगी तब तुम्हारा काम जैसा कौवा जैसा तुम तक की काम कर रहे हो सब खुश जाएगा। वेदांत पढ़ाना आरम्भ किया और क्या क्या हुआ ये पीछे बताएंगे, आज समय हो गया यही चल
So after the divine covenant sannyas, then we heard how he came to Shantipur. Srimad Sakshi had also come there by the inspiration of Sri Nityananda Guru. She fell at the feet of the devotees and said, I want one benediction that only I may cook as long as Nimai remains here in Shantipur. Then when she saw Nimai's shaven form as sannyasi, she wept bitterly. And Mahaprabhu said, out of some childish foolishness or madness, out of mistake I have taken sannyas. But if you order me, I will give it up. Then Manasachi, who is the embodiment of religion, said, no. But do me one favor. Don't go to Vrindavan. Because Vishnu took sannyas, they never saw him again. And Vrindavan is so far away. Therefore, you should stay in Jagannath Puri, which are like two adjoining rooms in the same house. Because devotees will come and go from Jagannath Puri, then I can receive news of you. Also, it may be that you may come to take bath in the Ganga. Therefore, after some days there in the house of Sri Advaita Chaya, Srimad Mahaprabhu, Sri Nityananda Guru, Sri Ganadha Pandit, Sri Chandrasekhar Charya, Mukunda, Jagannatha Pandit. Altogether, they went first towards Jagannath Puri, where they came to Kichor Gopinath. Mahaprabhu heard from Nityananda Guru, but actually he had also heard directly from his own Gurudev, Ishwar Puri, about the pastimes of his Gurudev, Sri Manavendra Puri. Also, they came to the temple of Shakshi Gopal and heard those pastimes also. So as they continued towards Jagannath Puri, there is one junction of two rivers, and there is Kapadeswar Mahadev. So there, Mahaprabhu went on Bhiksha to beg some rice and vegetables. He gave his dhamma to Sri Nityananda Guru. Sri Nityananda became angry. My Lord, who holds the entire world, he will hold his dhamma. Also, Mahaprabhu had taken Ekadandi Sannyas, which Nityananda did not approve of. Ekadandi Sannyas means They don't think there's any difference between themselves and the Lord. They think there's only one. So Nityananda did not approve of that. Therefore, he slammed it down to the ground and it broke into three pieces. And these three pieces he cast into the river. Then Nityananda approved, we should take Jinani Sannyas. Therefore, Asampradaya and the Ramanuja Sampradaya are the same in this regard. When Srimad Mahaprabhu came back from Bhiksha, he asked, where is my Nanda? And Nityananda said, you were dancing and absorbed in ecstasy, you fell on the Nanda, broke it into three places, and I cast it into the river. Then Mahaprabhu became very angry. My Nanda was my only thing, my only possession, and you broke it. I will not travel with you. Therefore, all of you should go ahead, I will come after, or I will go first, and you will come after. Therefore, all the devotees, they begged, Mahaprabhu, you go first. So when he crossed, when he came to the Adhanala Bridge, he saw the flag and the chakra on the temple of Lord Jagannath, on the top of the temple of Jagannath. So he began absorbed in ecstasy, saying to Paramananda Pine, oh, again I got my beloved Lord, whose in separation I was burning in the fires of Cupid. So when he came to the temple, he saw the form of Jagannath. Oh, my Shyam Sundar. He ran there, but before he could reach the altar, he fell unconscious. The security guard, they went to beat the Lord, but by providence, Sadhguru Bhattacharya was there. He was a great pundit, a great learned person. Therefore, he saw within the form of Mahaprabhu the eight ecstatic symptoms, all present at one time in a completely blazing, a completely manifest condition. He had read about it, but he had never seen this before. Therefore, he was thinking, this is not any ordinary puddle, ordinary madman. This is some great Mahabhagavat. Therefore, he stopped them from beating him. And he ordered them to carry this personality to my house. After some time, Nityananda and the other devotees came to the temple and they heard what happened to Mahaprabhu. Therefore, they went also to the house of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya and began Sankirtan. After some time, Mahaprabhu himself gained consciousness and also began dancing in ecstasy. Then Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya said, don't go alone anymore to the Jagannath temple, because you will become absorbed in love, ecstasy, and something may happen to you. Therefore, I will go with you, or I will send some other person with you, but don't go alone. So, after 2 or 3 days, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya thought, this boy is very young. He has taken sannyas at the age of 24 years old. It is very, very difficult to maintain the sannyas ashram. Therefore, I will teach him Vedanta Sutra. There was Gopinatha Charya. When he heard this, he became distressed. He said, who do you think you are? This boy, he's not any boy. He is the original composer of the Vedanta. He is Jagat Guru. So, you think you will teach him Vedanta? He is the guru of the Vedanta, the compiler of the Vedanta, and the goal of Vedanta. And you think you will teach him Vedanta? He is directly Krishna himself. And Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, he was also a learned person. He said, you think I'm foolish? I know that Bhagavan Vishnu never comes in Kali Yuga, therefore he is called Triyugi. Then Gopinathacharya said, oh, you are addicted to dry mundane logic, but the Supreme Lord cannot be achieved by an argument. Of course, we know that Bhagavan Vishnu is called Triyugi. He never comes in an incarnation in Kali Yuga, but he may come directly himself, not in the incarnation. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there was argument between Gopinathacharya and the disciples of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya and Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya himself. As the argument was progressing, finally Gopinathacharya said, Nayamatvam Pravachaneda Labhyana Medeyana Bhagavad-Gita. The Supreme Lord cannot be understood by mundane intelligence. Hearing many, many lectures, he can only be understood when he bestows his mercy upon you and not before. So what happens next will be here
today. परंतु भाग्यविशन देवी ने आमदेन ब्रिंदावन धाम परिक्रमा तार मध्य ब्रिंदावन थे के जिन समस्त जात्रा हमरे कुल्ला एवरी संपन्न हुलो आगामी का हमरा शोकाले बात से करें